The committee only needed 15,744 signatures to begin a recall election against the four-term senator. Nan Lambert, a spokeswoman for the Recall Harsdorff effort, says they've collected more than 22,000.
We've gathered signatures from people who have voted straight Republican ticket their entire lives. We've gathered signatures from people who have always voted for Sheila. It's been really interesting to witness the dissatisfaction of her constituents.
Lambert says that dissatisfaction comes from Harsdorff's vote to limit collective bargaining for most public workers. She also says the senator has been in lockstep with Governor Scott Walker's agenda. Senator Harsdorff, who has already began building a campaign, says her people will be checking the signatures, but still expects there to be enough to initiate a recall.
I have personally gotten calls from people who have expressed frustration over being misled into signing the petition, and they are not interested in recalling me. We've heard others say that they signed them twice.
Despite the recall effort and the possibility of losing the Senate seat she's held for the last 10 years, Harsdorff doesn't regret voting for the cuts in collective bargaining.
I believe that when you're elected to make the tough choices and you stand up for what you believe in. And I have no regrets about standing up for the taxpayers of our state.
Harsdorff's will be the fourth recall petition against Republicans to be submitted to the GAB. And organizers of the effort to recall Democratic Senator Jim Holperin of Conover say they have enough signatures to order a recall against him. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.